Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hej och välkomna till Giggles med Wiggles, en podcast med mig, Becky Wiggles. I veckans avsnitt har vi en extra speciell gäst hela vägen från Birmingham, UK. Vi har den manliga strippan Chambers Chap here. Welcome.
Thank you, welcome. It's good to be here.
It's so nice to have you here.
Yes, yes. Before you start, I have got to do this because it's... Has anyone ever gone do 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 wiggle 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 do 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 do?
No, that's the first. So thank you. I like
that's
it.
Me, that's my UK intro to you.
Wow, thank you. What a nice UK intro. So how is Sweden?
So yes, Sweden's been a good experience. It's been good. We started off of a very small town.
Yes.
So that was a little bit quiet, but now we've come to your neck of the woods.
Exactly. And
It's big. I like it. It's good. It's nice.
Good. No, it's so nice to having you here. We met at Ferrerodica in Ekebo. Yes. That little town.
Little town. Very small.
Yes. And I'm so grateful he came. Like, he literally came all the way from this little town to Gothenburg.
Well, not literally came, but, you know.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe he did. I'm a little bit nervous doing this in English, though. Like, it's a little scary.
Right, yeah. This is your first one in English, I hear, yeah.
Yes, you're our first international guest.
Amazing.
Right.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I've had a Norwegian girlie, but, like, that's Scandinavian, so I don't know if it counts.
Yeah, no, it's... You haven't had a UK, that's...
Right.
Tip of the iceberg. The icing on the cake.
Yes. But, like, let's talk about the fair. Like, how was it for you? First time performing in Sweden, right?
Correct, yes. So, first time performing in Sweden. I've been to many international gigs abroad. And Sweden was very different, right? It was in the middle of nowhere.
Very that.
And with, like, a factory unit sort of place. And... Yeah, it was a nice vibe. The crowd were very welcoming. Everybody was like really, really nice to talk to and stuff. It was good. It was very good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Fun. Well, me too. Like, it was my second time there. I wasn't super happy about my performance, but it was expected. Like, I didn't have any time to prepare for it. Like, I went to the post
studio.
Sometimes
working on the spot works, right? Spontaneity. Spontaneous, yeah. I get my words out of it. Spontaneous. There
Spontaneous.
We go.
There you go. There you go.
Slick
big
and
word.
Smooth.
Is it your first time being like on a podcast or something
it
like
is.
This?
It is indeed. Yeah. So I'm also a little nervous.
Are you a little
so
nervous?
You're in your comfort zone right now.
Right.
When I'm on stage, I'm in my comfort zone. But this is totally new for me. So.
Yeah, but you're doing great so
Thank
far.
Thank you. I hope so. I hope the Swedish people like it anyway.
Yes, they will. You're charming. You'll charm them as well. No, so like I said, like I went to the pole studio like a day before.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I have to put some sort of number together. Jeez. I was like there from like 9 to like 1 o'clock at night. I was like, okay, now I think I have a show. Like last minute put it together and I'm so out of shape. I couldn't do all the pole tricks I usually do because I'm so weak right now.
Yeah, you couldn't be that bad at all. Mm. Listen, I thought you were great on stage. I thought you did a fantastic performance.
Thank you.
And the crowd definitely loved it. They were stamping their hands. Berkey, Berkey, wiggle, wiggle, twerk, twerk.
Very much that, very much that. Like, when in doubt, just shake my ass.
That's
like,
it.
That's what I do.
It's like, mic drop, game over.
Exactly. Like, you put so much effort on cool pole tricks and they go crazy for just me twerking.
Yeah, that's it. It's a done deal, that. It's a done
right,
deal.
Right. No, but also we have to mention that you also brought me up on stage.
Yes.
Because that was so much fun. You came to me backstage and in the most British way was like, oh, so you're like the famous girl. Like, you're like, oh, the crowd will go mental if I bring you out.
Exactly. And I'm all about giving the crowd the best entertainment possible. And
right.
I want to take them by surprise.
Mm.
So obviously for that moment in the routine, I was like, right, how can I mix this up a little bit? Because I felt like Sweden was a harder vibe to interact with the audience, right? I feel like they're much watching. They're,
yes,
like, intrigued with what I do.
Mm.
Whereas everywhere else I've been, they're like, party, like, go crazy.
Right.
So maybe it's because
Scandinavians in general are pretty, like, laid back. We're not very, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty shy people.
Right, okay.
Not
so,
me, not me, but yeah. the standard Scandinavian person
are quite shy.
Yeah, quite shy, you know.
So I felt like I needed to hone in on getting their attention and really grasp and sort of sweep them off their feet, right?
Mm.
So I had a brilliant idea and I was like, right, I'm going to get one of the other dancers up and the famous Becky, we go to do 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 do.
You're going to have to do that every time you mention my name now.
Yeah, you know, it's stuck in there. So,
no, but it was so much fun because also you were like, okay, I'm going up on 12. And I was like, okay, but if I'm in a private show, I'm in a private show. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to lose my money for it. But if I'm free at 12, it's fine. But you were also late to your set.
Correct,
because at 12, I was like, okay, I nothing to do. I'm like, I have a little, you know, a little minute
a little
over.
Window, yeah, yeah.
A little window. So I run backstage. I was like, where's Chambers? They're like, we don't know.
Oh, shit.
They were like, we might cover for him, like another couple. I'm like, okay. But I was like waiting for 5 minutes. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not standing here waiting for him. So
the funny thing about that story is that my changing rooms is probably like 50 meters away.
Right.
Like all the way upstairs, then to another.
Oh, you
room
had another?
There. I was literally right at the back of the building in a completely.
Oh, you didn't even get the same?
No, no. So I had to travel from there. And obviously I've got props.
Right.
So I'm trying to find people to bring my props down because I can't carry everything at the same time.
Right.
So that's my excuse for being late.
Okay, that's, like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not your manager. Like, it's fine. But I was like, I'm not waiting around for this man.
Yeah.
You know?
Apologies.
So, no, it's fine. It's fine. So I was like, okay, fuck it. So I go in and I do a private show.
Yes.
And, like, the booths for everybody listening, like, the private show booths are, like, right next to the stage.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was in a private show and I go out, like, you know, fixing my bra still, and I just see you on stage, like, he's like, Becky, go around, go around. And the timing was crazy because you were right by the stage.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, running around, like, backstage, back to the stage.
Hurry up, hurry up. It's perfect timing. Yeah. This is spot on. Like,
running little pleasers. I'm like, okay. And they took me out, and it was an experience. It was my first little show I got from a male stripper.
Right. So you've never ever had any interaction with a male stripper before on a stage, like in a stage level? On
not on a stage level. Like, I've met male strippers, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, yeah. But not on a dancing level.
No, right? I've never had it. So you took my little dance virginity.
Really? Yep. Nice. I'm glad. And how was that for you?
It was intense, dude.
Oh, okay.
So
I did my job, right?
You did your job. I was like shocked. It was like, I just walked up on stage. I just hear like, Becky, Becky, ooh. And then you just kept throwing my arm. I'm like, okay. but I think it was actually sexier than I thought. Like, right. I give you that. Like,
thank you.
For
thank
me,
you.
I feel like between male and female strippers, sometimes male strippers for me can get a little camp. Like a little, oh, this is supposed to be funny. And it is. And it is. But like, it was hot. It was steamy. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You broke my nail, but
I apologize. I shall pay for a replacement.
Oh, you better. You're paying by being here.
Like, yeah, no.
You came to my city, so we're even.
Yeah, okay. That's a deal. Yeah, the difference between like the experience that you had early, like you said about the camp strippers, and you didn't expect it to be as sexy or as intense when you got up on stage. And I feel like I've really done my job then, because for me, I want to sort of make sure I give that lady or that individual on the stage an experience, right? So...
Well, it was an experience.
but that's what they pay for, right? So, and that's my job. And if they come off and they're absolutely blown away, then obviously that's great. Do you know what I mean? That's a job well done.
But for me, what was so, like, fascinating and, like, impressive to me is, like... Because, like, if I give a guy a lap dance, it's not like I have to give him any instructions, right?
Yes.
For you, you're like, okay, I'm going to throw you like that now. Oh, turn around. Like, you have to, like, on stage, give the girl, like, instructions.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was, like, very confusing, but also very, like, cool and professional.
That's it. And that's how I like to keep it. I like to be as professional as possible. And especially when you're working with another professional like yourself, you know, speaking to you... So that obviously the crowd can't see that, like, discreetly.
Exactly.
So, you know, just gives you a little bit of insight of what's coming ahead. You know, whereas I think.
Oh, you don't always do that. It's like if you bring someone from the crowd.
No, I always do that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Especially if I want to do certain moves that acquire the girl to be flexible, for example, because some girls are really stiff. So you're like, damn, like, she's really stiff. So how do I deal with somebody that's a little bit nervous and she's stiff and I'm about to. Put her on my, like, throw her onto my shoulders, flip her around. So that's why I communicate.
Right.
And I think that splits me up from a lot of the other people, because a lot of people don't do that. But if they don't do that and someone's a little too drunk, or, like I said, someone's a little nervous, then you haven't got the upper hand.
Right.
So, yeah, it works
so did,
well.
Did I do an okay job?
You did a fantastic job.
Okay.
You were splendid.
Thank you.
The crowd went wild.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't expect that, did they?
No, they didn't.
The minute you walked through those curtains and you came through, they were like,
yeah.
They were like, yes.
Yeah.
So,
it was fun.
It got what it deserved.
Yes, it was so much fun. And thank you for the experience. Like I said, I've only seen male strippers, but I haven't, like, been in a show, so.
Brilliant, and I appreciate that, so thank you.
No problem, no problem. Okay, so let's talk more about stripping.
Yeah.
So for how long have you been stripping?
So 10 years. This is my 10th year.
Wow, 10 years.
10 years of stripping.
Cheers to that.
Thank you.
Okay, Ben.
Awesome.
How old are you?
So I'm 32.
32?
Yeah, and I started when I was 22.
Okay. What made you start? Like, why are you stripping? Like, how did you get into it?
So the funny story is, I'm going to start my before stripping off. So I went to private education school.
Right.
So in England, we have free education, and then if we want, they say, a better education, you pay privately to have a better education.
Yeah.
So I went to that school, and it was very posh, you know. Everyone's very like, oh yes, and like, I'm very posh, I'm an accountant or a lawyer, or, you know, my parents do this and my parents do that.
Yes.
So it's an experience to go from that sort of lifestyle to then become a male erotic dancer.
Right.
By the way, I like to call myself a male erotic dancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So, yeah, because I just want to be more professional. I think stripper, there's too many guys out there, especially in the UK, that are strippers, but are not at a level of, I think, being that level, you know? It's kind of stripping sounds cheap to me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I get it. I feel like I have, like, another way of seeing it. Like, I respect it. Like, you're an erotic dancer. Yeah. Go off.
Yeah.
But
you can call me a stripper. That's
fine. No. I'll call you an erotic dancer. For me, it's like, I use the word stripper because it's like a way of reclaiming it too and be proud of it. Like, I'm a damn stripper and I'm good at it.
That's it.
But
right.
Erotic dancer, I like. Sometimes I say erotic dancer, or when I explain it to people, I'm like, I'm erotic entertainer. But, like, the only word I hate is exotic dancer. I'm like, that's a little weird to me.
That is weird.
What's exotic about it? It's a little weird, right?
What are you going to do? Bust out a circus?
Exactly.
Are you going to get your top hat on with a walking stick and, ooh, I'm an exotic dancer?
Exactly. Very that.
Check me out.
Very that. No, so no, I get it. Yeah. But like, how are like the male strippers seen then?
Yes,
in the UK, because we don't have like a big scene here for male.
So
dancers,
No, I want to change the game. I want to put a new spin, a new light on the industry, and this is why I want to be called an erotic dancer, because. Right. There is nothing wrong with being a stripper. Like, from day one, I've always said I'm a stripper.
Mm.
And only this year, where I've had a lot more international gigs and different things, I want to appeal to those people who almost look down on us, right? When we say we're a stripper, and they're like, oh, you're one of those, are you? Like
yeah.
A stripper. Well, yeah, I am one of those, yes. Right? But then you play it smart, right? So you be smart about it and you say, well, actually, I'm an erotic dancer. Then they change their look on you because you are now appealing to them on a more professional level.
Right.
Right?
If you
want to be seen in a bigger environment, you know, appeal to a much wider people. For me, that's the angle I want to go on.
No, other I think that's great. Like, I feel like we're actually trying to do the same thing, but just have different approaches to it.
Right.
Like, for me, it's been like a big fuck you. Like, I like being provocative.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I've seen so many buttholes being clinched. Like, I've been on like Swedish television shows, like national TV.
Right, okay, yeah.
And they're like, oh, so what kind of job title we're gonna put on you? I'm like, influencer stripper. You know, like, you're I like, want it on national television.
Then in hashtags, badass bitch.
Yes, baddie. call me a baddie, right?
And then you drop the theme.
Yes. No, but for me, it's been like a way of just being provocative and like showing people, yes, I know you look down upon us, but like, I'm going to be so good and smart and speak for myself that you can't like,
dismiss
me as just a stripper,
because
right?
People do judge you the minute you say the word stripper.
Yeah,
I feel they 100% judge you.
100%, very that.
Yeah,
And I feel like, for example, then exotic dancer has been a way to make it sound better, and erotic dancer, I like it, but I will still use stripper for myself.
Because you're a badass bitch.
Because I'm a badass bitch.
But okay. No, that's cool. I like it.
Yes.
I like that.
But let's bring it back to posh private school.
Right.
That's where we started.
You want to go back in. We're going back in time.
Tell me about your whole life story. No, but you said you went to this posh private school, right?
So I did, yes. And I met a lot of absolutely amazing friends that I'm still friends with now.
Yeah.
And they're all give me so much respect.
Right.
For being this male dancer and an erotic stripper, you know, whatever, which I love, you know, because they have, I've just really well connected. And I think I've also opened their eyes up to the industry that I do. They're so blown away by it. They're like, wow, we didn't actually realize somebody could come from that level to becoming you. And because of me now doing internationally, for 20,000 people, 10,000 people, and hopefully soon 100,000 people.
Period.
They're like, geez, wow. Like, you have really pushed the boundaries. Like, you have took it to a whole nother level that we would never have, experienced.
Yeah. No, congrats. Can I say that?
Bless you.
I am very impressed. No, and also, your show as well, like, it was, like, very high level, so I understand why you're so successful at it.
Yes. And who would have ever thought the posh boy chambers turns into an international male erotic dancer, right?
Period. Exactly. Posh boy chambers. But had you had, like, any dancing background before?
So, no, I'm all self-taught.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I am all self-taught. I just love to bring the energy. For me, when I'm on stage, it's like I become who I was born to be, you know?
Right.
I feel like I love to perform. Mm. I love to entertain. You know, the more energy the crowd gives me, the more I give them back.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's me. Like I feel like I'm a born end time. This is where I need to be.
Right.
This is the end.
So
game.
Nice to hear. No, like I'm the same. Like when I'm on stage, I'm living.
Yes.
So for me, like I come from a dancer background, like
right, okay.
not pole dancer at all. I was actually so random. Like I'm a ballroom dancer. So oh, like Latin nice. And ballroom, like competitive.
See, I would never expected that, but that's right. amazing, right?
So like, yeah. From a really young age, I was like competing like on a pretty high level up to my teenage years. And then I quit. So for me, when I found stripping, it was like, yeah, I got to be on stage again and like perform. And like I said, that's what I live for. Like
yes.
that's one of the favorite things about my job for me is like performing. Like working in the strip club is a little different, but it's still like being there, having all eyes on me.
Yes.
But I've never done any pole dancing or pole training. That's also self-taught. But I had a good like start since obviously I know how to move.
Yeah.
And also like being on a bigger stage.
Well, that must be... You must be very, very talented to learn pole entirely on your own.
Because right?
pole, from what I have experienced and what I know from other friends being in the pole industry, they say not only do you have to be, you know, like flexible and all that, like, but like it's you have to have a lot of strength.
Yes.
And I feel like customers or consumers that are watching you don't realise how much strength as a female you have to be a pole dancer.
Right.
Like this is what I mean about people underrating you and judging you, because for you to be a pole dancer, the amount of core strength that you have to have when you're going upside down, you know, and you're hanging off the pole, that doesn't come overnight. That's a skill within itself.
Right.
And that deserves credit.
Thanks.
No matter what, I agree
100%. And like I said, why I was a little disappointed in myself, like for this year's like fair,
is
for that reason only. Like I felt like so many tricks I can do, like I couldn't, because that's a strength you have to keep up as well, you know. And for me, like I haven't
keep
been in
consistent.
A studio. I know how to put on a show anyway, so it's fine.
That's it. You're a born entertainer, so a lot of the things I sort of do better when I just freestyle,
right, for me.
Or on the spot.
Right. Same. Yeah. Same. Sometimes I'm like, did I just do that? Yes. You shouldn't over prep either. No, I don't do like choreographies. No, but like I always do on the spot. But like for me, I needed to be in the gym or in the studio more than I did. Right. but also though, like I don't see myself as a pole dancer. Like I am a stripper. For me, that is different because I know pole tricks, but my job is not to be professional on the pole and do the craziest tricks in the world. For me,
right.
My job, like to put it straight from, like, it's just it's making the crowd horny.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it's a little different on a stage like that.
I had a little
wink
there when you said that. You're like, make the crowd horny.
Yes. No, but it's a little different, of course, because I make it more entertainment when I on a stage like that, for sure. But, like, on a weekly basis, I'm in a strip club trying to sell dances and VIPs.
Yeah.
And I just need to move sexy and, you know...
Exactly. If you're not getting the crowd horny, you're not earning the dollar, right?
Right. That's then the pole and the tricks is great to, you know, catch your attention and be impressive, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, for me, I see myself as a dancer, not necessarily a pole dancer.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a male that is watching you, I don't really think they would care whether you can do, you know, a flip on the pole or whether you can do the flag or you can hold yourself and do that. I think if you just literally bring that sexy vibe to a male and that turns them on, they're like, they don't give a shit.
Right,
you know?
Yeah,
so it all depends on what sort
I always say the
channel
same thing.
You go down.
I always say the same thing to like baby strippers, like when they're new and they're like, oh my God, Becky, I'm so nervous for stage. I'm like, they're men. They're going to see titties. They're going to be happy.
They're not like, going to give an F-U-C-K.
Like when you, like of course when you've been in it for a while, you're expected to be a good dancer. But I'm for your first time on stage, I'm like, just remember to take your bra off. They'll be happy. Like nobody's disappointed at seeing titties.
It's funny you said that because one of the girls, as I was about to get on stage at the fair, she was like, oh shit, I forgot to take my bra off.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm sure nobody fucking gives a deal. Like,
no, right.
But it's just funny because she must have been in that moment and she's a professional.
Mm.
And like, yeah, she just like, yeah, I forgot to take my bra off. I was like, Dad, don't worry about
it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay, so I'm also wondering because you've been dancing around a little. Dancing, huh? No, but like, from posh boy to like stripper, like, why did you start stripping? Like, what got you there?
So I left school to study music production and management, right? So music, entertainment business is a massive part of me from the get-go. I went through all my studies, did all my honours degree, got my degree in the music and management. That was fantastic. Did that for a few years, recording and mixing and mastering for artists, up-and-coming artists, you know, right, rappers, singers, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And then I feel like where it all started, which is kind of crazy, is after my studies, I went to American summer camp,
right,
to teach the kids music.
Okay.
So at the time, I was doing a bit of DJing as well. Mm-hmm. So they give me the whole music department, mm-hmm, to teach all ages of kids that would come there. Mm-hmm. And one of the days, we had a huge show that we had to put together as staff. And we had to involve the kids and blah, 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 blah. And for some reason, this show that we did was like a dance show, right?
Right.
So I then started to be at, like, to do some dancing.
Okay.
And then some of the staff were like, right, what we'll do for the end, we'll just take our tops off for the female, the female staff who are at the party as well. And then obviously, so that was like the end thing, take the top off, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And then I feel like it's all stemmed from that moment. Right.
Right.
So I left there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year goes by. Then I get invited by a friend to watch a show who was a dancer at the time. I didn't have any clue about dancing. I didn't even know that male strippers existed.
Right.
This is how crazy it is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I did not know anything.
Yeah.
So I turned up to a show. The club's empty. I'm like, what's going on here? The club's empty. You brought me to an empty gig. And he's like, oh, just sit down and it'll all come in a minute, right? Mm. So the doors open, 200-300 girls walk in. I'm like, what the f- is going on here?
Right.
200-300 girls calling. So I'm just there sitting there and they're just all crowding in, sitting on the chairs. And then obviously the host comes out, starts the show, and then my friend comes out, he starts dancing.
Mm.
And I'm like, just sat there like, what the actual is going on here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I'm like, girls, pay for this.
Yeah.
This is blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, how did I not know that this existed, right?
Right.
So then I started just jigging with the vibes backstage because I've never been a dancer, but I've always been into music.
Yes.
So whenever I feel a beat, you know, I'm kicking a move and I'm just doing my thing. So I'm backstage doing a bit of this.
Mm.
The manager comes up to me, right? And he's like, hey. I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, you got a good look about you. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Mm.
And he's like, no, you got a good fashion. Like, you got a good look. I can see that you're a bit of a dancer you seem like you have good energy. Like, and I went, yeah, like, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm here for the ride, you know. I'm not here for anything particular, just support and the ride. And he's like, fancy giving this a go? And I went, yeah, why not? Like, I just went, fuck it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, right, red shorts, there you go. I'm like, thank you. What do I do? You know?
Stop, no way.
Yeah, literally on the spot.
But like I feel like that is such a stripper experience as well, though, because it's the same if when you start in a like female strip club. It's like, well, here's your schedule.
Yeah.
Here's your private rooms. Here's the stage. You're going to be on time. Like, this time is your spot. Have fun.
Yeah.
And nobody sees you shit. Like, just go out there and do something, right? And you have, like, this similar experience. Yeah. Like, here's a pair of shorts. Like, red shorts.
Red shorts,
very
right.
Baywatch.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say.
Really?
Then, right?
No, what?
So I'm like, yeah, wow, red shorts. What the fuck do you want me to do with these? Like,
yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
So he's like, all right, put them on. Yeah, cool. I know that. I'll put them on. That's
okay,
fine.
Okay.
So put them on. Took my top off.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got my trainers, these red shorts. He's like, right, I'm going on stage. When you hear the Baywatch theme tune, I want you to come on stage, grab these inflatables, throw them out to the crowd, do your dancing, bring the energy backstage that I see, bring all that energy. Oh, and there's some sunglasses too. Oh, yeah, cool, because, you know, they'll make you look cool. Like, of course, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and then, so I'm backstage, I'm waiting, and I'm like, yeah, let's just do this, you know. So then I come out, hear the Baywatch theme tune, you know, come out like I'm David Hasselhoff.
Love that for you. Love that for you.
And the minute I came out, just the energy of the crowd, the screaming, the shouting. There's like two of us on stage. So the crowd didn't expect to be two of us because it's a solo act, right? It's based around a solo act. So already that vibe just got me pumped. So I do my thing, go out to the crowd, just dance on their laps, do a little bit, come back backstage. And he's like, the guy comes back, he's like, oh, so what did you think? And I was like, man, that was insane, right? Insane. Then he drops the next bomb. Then he's like, right, I'm going on holiday next week. I'm having the week off. Get yourself a 15-minute routine together and you can come and do a full spot.
Stop.
I'm like, you give me 1 week to do a full, like, routine that I've got zero experience in. I've been to one show and I've just done 1-2 minutes of Baywatch.
That's it.
Like, that's in my head. But I went to him, okay, so, yeah, I'm on this, So then I come back and do the show. And then the drag host, who hosts the guys on stage, actually comes backstage to me, who's been in the industry 30-40 years.
Wow.
And this was what really blew me away, was that she came to me and he went, I don't bullshit, I'm a black or white person, right? He said, I've been in this industry 30-40 years, and he said, that is the best ever first strip I've ever seen any.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One do. So damn. From that moment, I was like, wow.
You were just meant to do it.
So I was like, well, this is it. And then the rest is history.
Right. So, that's such a cool story. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
Like, that's a huge compliment from a drag queen as well, because
I was so grateful and so, like, blown, because I was not expecting that in the slightest, right? Because I got 1 week, I'm just going to bring what I thought. I think what helps is having that musicality from the music production. So my music was boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Was good.
Dancing creative. Is very much like embodying music.
Yeah.
So you can be a dancer without feeling the music, but they go very much hand in hand.
Exactly.
Very much. Yeah. But also, like, when I talk to you, you speak a lot about, like, the crowd and the energy. And I understand. Like, I live off that too.
Yes.
But, there's so much you could do, like, music, like, with the dancing, like... Right. Is it an element where you like the sexual sides of it, like show, like, is it, do you like to be in a spotlight that people fancy you or like finding you sexy? Or could it be any entertainment and you would be happy? You know
I think as long as it based around, even if I became like a singer, I would love that.
Right.
Like, it's kind of, I want to bring a package deal. So I don't want to just be, a basic stripper that takes his clothes off. Like, I want to be an entertainer. I want to be the one that's got the most amazing costumes.
Yep.
I want to come on and get on the mic while I'm in my performance. Yep. I want to hype the crowd up.
Yep.
I want the energy. I want the crowd interaction. And I just want to bring everything together, you know?
Right.
And this is why I'm at a stage now where I'm advancing. on these different levels and trying to bring new things in, new skill sets, so that I can just keep building and building and building.
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. But, like, if I understand you correctly, like, in the UK, do you have, like, male strip clubs?
No, we do not.
No, you do not.
No. So,
what kind of establishment was this? Like, was it just like a ladies' night?
So this was for a dance company.
Right.
So this was for like so similar to Magic Mike.
Fair.
But it was before Magic Mike.
Okay.
So this was like the very. Have you heard of the Chippendales?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So you have the Chippendales. Mm. They was the very first elite. But very old school.
Yeah, very like 90s, right?
Exactly. Yes. Very like structured.
Like we talked about, very camp, very corny. Yeah.
So, but that's no judgment on them, because back then, that was still insane. Females loved it because there was nothing around.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. So then you had a company called the Dream Boys.
Okay.
So then the Dream Boys came out. And that's who I was performing for. And it's who I'm still performing for now and currently. Mm. But I'm now taking it to another level. You know, this is where I'm branching.
Yes, and becoming, internationally.
Exactly. And then obviously you've got now Magic Mike, and there's a few other people coming flipping in and out of the UK. But I still don't think people are, you know, have got that.
Right, but it's so nice to hear that you still have those opportunities in the UK, because like the male strippers I know here in Sweden, Scandinavia, like they have these few fairs and then they just do private gigs like at home.
Right,
like
okay.
Going home to like, so they, you know, bachelorette parties or whatever.
Right,
and they bring their little stuff, but there's no like big male strip show.
Yes,
no.
Any shows, right?
No, exactly. Right. Yeah, so like that's
so in the in the UK, I think that we're the probably most populous. The popular place for that, right? Mm. So,
and we have strippers listening, and go to the UK.
And make sure you get in contact with me, because I'm your number one guy.
Oh, for sure. Well, maybe I'm just giving you more competition now. Maybe
listen,
nobody can outdo you.
Without competition, there's no growth, right? So, bring on the competition. I was born ready.
Bring on the problem.
In the UK, we have all types of different shows. So, we get hen shows, we get, like you said, we get parties, house parties, we also get private parties.
Right.
We have something called like social clubs, which are like community clubs that put on different ladies' nights.
Mm. Yeah.
So then girls buy tickets to ladies' nights, and then we then go another step further when there's like shows in clubs. Mm. But there isn't anything where a female can walk into a club and have a lap dance off a guy.
No,
right?
No, right.
So that is one thing, but I think it's never worked. I think people have tried it, but it's never touched base.
No, I agree. I feel like for me, what could work, because I know myself, like I don't think just girls in general don't work like that. Like they would pay for a lap dance. I think they would.
Yeah.
But like you can't do it as like a way you do with men. Like,
no,
you, like
it's like, two like, different things. Right.
I have completely. Some female customers or like guests coming to the strip club or like the fair we were at.
Yeah.
They either buy a dance. Because of the fun and like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I also have some like queer ladies, like, you know, lesbians, bisexuals.
Right. Okay.
And even those with money, they will only give you so much. And then they're like, I'm done. You know, where you guys are more.
Do you know
like,
why that? Because girls are so much smarter than guys, right?
Yes.
That's why.
Right,
that's why.
Right. But for sure, I think although they could, like, if I would make a strip club, I would think it would be cool to have like females and males working in the same club.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying? That you could like, we can work alongside each other. And
yeah.
Because, I don't think you can run a strip club on only male strippers giving lap dances.
No,
but I think
I
you could.
Not.
But I mean, so many times, like for example, the club I work in here in Gothenburg, it's very much a more of a nightclub vibe. So a lot of female guests, like straight girls come through.
Yeah?
Like literally to the point they're like going to the bartender like, can I get a dance from you? Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, why can I play lap dance? Like you guys are, your
and
girls,
they,
and I, you know.
And you know what? Probably a lot of the time they come so they don't get hassled either.
Right.
So we say this in England, like we have a lot of gay clubs in England, yeah?
Right.
And you get a lot of females in gay clubs. And I feel that's because in the UK, and this might be the same anywhere you go, but I haven't experienced it so much, but in the UK, I feel like men really honing on girls in clubs, right?
Right.
They're very,
right.
like, on top of girls. They're very, like, oof. In the UK, they're 100 miles an hour.
No, 100%.
So I feel like a lady would not, if she didn't want that sort of hassle, she'd go to a strip club because, you know, the guys there, are not they're just interested in the strippers. They're chilling. They're not really, you know, wanting to...
No, trust me. I think, no, I know what you're saying. Like, for me, as a stripper, 100%. Like, people often, like, oh, aren't you unsafe or whatever? I'm like, no. If I go to a regular nightclub...
Yeah.
I feel more unsafe.
Exactly.
Because,
yeah.
in the strip club, though, like, I have staff working for my safety, right?
We have security.
We have everything, course, we have cameras. Yeah. But with that said, I can feel bad sometimes for the, like, female guests because the guys know they don't have a chance with us strippers. So sometimes I see...
Oh, they find more opportunity.
So if they see some hot girls walking in, even if it's in the strip club... It's like, oh, but I can, like, flirt with you for free, though.
You never get a break.
But I feel like although...
Guys will be guys, right?
Right. But I feel like as though... Because, like, all the male strippers I've met have a whole other, like, a professional approach to it. Because, you're used to seeing hot girls. You're, like...
Yeah,
and
exactly.
you're professional. So I feel like if we had, male strippers, at least, like, you can go and see them, you know?
I'll be like, I'll sort that. No problem.
No problem. Girl, come with me.
Go.
You'd be more respectful about it. Like, you want to flirt with a guy that's not creepy?
Exactly. Yeah.
And on the other hand, like, on this discussion, I feel like, so that's one thing, right?
Yes, yes.
That I feel like it would be cool to have, like, male strippers in the club, but it would also be cool to have, like, female strippers selling out arenas and, like, these crazy shows. Because I also feel like people look down upon female strippers more than males.
I agree. I totally agree, right? So that experience I've had in the UK, right? Whereas obviously you get your, as we say, like, you know, snobs or, you know, upper class. Like, I'm not here to judge anyone, but I'm just giving, like, an example. But the definitely a male, I have the feeling that a male stripper is way more acceptable than a female stripper.
Way more.
Like, people find my, when I say that I do what I do, even though they might be judgmental in the head, but they're a lot more resilient.
Yes.
They're like, oh, fun. Yeah, cool. Oh, that's fun.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. Like, this is like,
cool.
But then when you say a girl, they're like, oh, right.
Ew.
Right. But that should not be the case.
Right. And for me, like, I experienced it so much, like, also being so public about me and my work. Especially because I had one male stripper on a podcast too.
Right.
And I was like, oh, where is the, like, where is your father, like, comments? Where is, like, oh my God, your disgusting comments that me and all the girlies get? It's also like, they also judge, like, oh, how can you have a family being a stripper? I don't. But, like... Yes. Other of my colleagues, their mothers, they're like porn stars that have families.
Yeah.
But like, and we always get, oh, you're destroying your children. But as soon as the male comes on, none of those things are, like, said. I think that maybe they look down upon it a little bit, but not at all on the same, like...
Right.
Because I feel like they would accept you being like, oh, I'm an entertainer. Oh, I love entertaining. But when I say it, they're like, oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you're just a whore.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
But that isn't,
like,
fair, though, is it?
No, right. But
not in the slightest. But, you know, the thing I like about you talking that is that you're here doing your podcast now and you're promoting that. Why should other people judge you for being that, right? And this is what I'm admiring about this right now, is because you're out here voicing this and being, as I say, a badass bitch. and you're now saying, you know, you're now giving other up-and-coming talent that wants to get into the lap dancing industry, the female stripping industry, the female entertainment industry, whatever you want to call it, you're giving them now a purpose and an influence for them to come through and basically say, fuck you, right? And just do your thing. And if that's what makes you happy, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
Right. No, 100%. Like, I feel like that's very much my goal, not to, like... necessarily drag someone in the industry, because I also feel like it takes a certain type of person, especially if you're going to be a female stripper, right?
Yes.
It takes a special kind of psyche. And,
yes, you need to be mentally ready for that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
With that said, what I want to do is give a fair picture, give like a voice to people who, because people always talk about strippers or sex workers in general, but never with them. No, I feel like people have these crazy stereotypes that's either like, oh, being a female stripper is either, like I mentioned before, like, oh, you're so sad, you're a drug addict, you didn't have any other choice in life. Or it's like this very glamorous thing that people just throw thousands of dollars at me just for existing. You know, like, there's no, like, fair representation.
No,
that's
there
what
isn't.
I feel like.
There isn't at all.
So that's kind of what I'm doing with this podcast and my content.
No, that's good. That's good. And, you know, just to add to that, you know, whatever you do in life and no matter whatever you choose, like a bit of advice to anybody out there that, that whatever industry they want to get in, just make sure that it just be the best at it, right? Because at the end of the day, if you care too much what people think, it's good to care when you want to better yourself, right? But there's also an element to that when if you care too much about what people think, you'll never move forward.
Right. 100%. So I'm wondering, have you ever considered OnlyFans or other sides of the industry?
I have considered OnlyFans a while back. I have considered it. But no, I'm not there. I'm not there.
You're not there.
No, I'm not.
What's holding you back?
I think the simple answer is it's just not for me. I just want to focus on the entertainment side of things, and that's just where I am. So it's as simple as it's just not for me.
No, makes sense. Like
pretty simple. There's no real any more in depth answers.
I hear you. No, but I hear you. So like you're more like of an entertainment.
Yes. That's the path I want to go down.
Right.
So I want to just put my full focus into that and not have any other distractions from anywhere else, really. So, yeah.
Makes sense. So for the listeners, like, I know about this, but, like, for the listeners, so, like, can you explain a little bit more? Like, do you do full nudes? Do you do lap dances as well as men? Or
so, yeah, we do full nude on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go the full hog. The full way, the helicopter.
Yes, the helicopter. You had a very intense flag moment on stage.
Yes. The flag is my most favourite bit. No, it's not really. I'm joking.
Are you, though? Are you, though?
The flag bit is very interesting. It's,
describe the flag bit for the listeners.
So, for the listeners, the flag part, I'm trying to keep this PG.
Oh, you don't need to.
The flag part basically is me naked.
Yes.
Behind a very sexy flag with my name on it. May I shout out, personally made. You know?
Yes.
Customized,
yeah.
Very nice. And I basically fucked the flag.
I was like, hump the flag, yes. No, that's what shocked me. Like, I didn't see your full, like, I was just, like, walking past stage, and I just see you humping a flag, and I was like, this guy's insane, but I love it. Like, that was intense.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So that's part of the
we do full nude, yeah.
It's part of the gig, yeah. It's almost like my build up to the last part of the reveal.
The reveal, yeah.
So it's usually the bit beforehand.
Right.
Now if venues don't want the full Monty, yeah, then
everything
the flag is the last.
Yes.
The ending to
right,
my show.
Right.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if not, they're getting more than just the flag.
Oh, shit. We have him
cheeky
off.
Lift, a little cheeky.
Yeah.
Little cheeky.
But I have to ask, like, this question, right?
Yeah.
Because I've had this discussion with a couple of male strippers. Everyone gives different answers. Like, when you're performing, so to speak, like, do you have this pressure? Like, keep it in heart.
No, I don't think about that.
You don't?
No, it's completely, I focus on the job in hand.
Right.
Like, literally, for me, it's just focus on what I've got to do at that moment. Everything else is,
Like, I get it, but, like, if it's, like, all, like, let's say you have one of those shows where it's all on display, you drop the flag.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, do you feel this pressure, it needs to be hard, or do you not care?
No.
No. It is what it is. It's going to be in the state that it is. Because I can imagine, like, if you're on stage and, like, on, like, adrenaline and performing, like, yeah, not like
I,
it's going to be...
I feel the more that you panic on stuff like that, then things aren't going to work out. So I just chill, sit back, concentrate on what I need to do, and...
Do you, like, what do you picture to get... What do you concentrate on, Chambers? Do you, like, find someone in the crowd that looks hot? Or, no, like, what's your secret?
No. Well, I feel like I would focus on my girlfriend to get me to where I need to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's cute. You do?
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying that?
No, hands down.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
That is adorable, actually. Really?
Yeah. Honestly, hands down.
Wow. So, like, okay, so you have a girlfriend. What's her, what does she think about you being a stripper?
She's absolutely fine with it.
Right.
She basically really likes the fact that I'm a stripper, right? But I met her doing what I do at a ladies' night.
Oh.
And that's how we got talking.
So she was basically a customer and then she started dating.
Yeah. So, but there's
ladies,
a lot...
There's hope out there.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot more to it than the straightforward answer to that. But in a nutshell, that's it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
It's I mean, I've dated girls in the past and it's been very difficult. I'm not gonna lie, it's been very difficult for girls to absorb the job you do, right?
100%.
Because you're getting attention off the girls, you know, the girls are putting their hands all over your body, blah, blah, blah. You're making the girls horny, X, Y, and Z. You know, you're giving them a fantasy.
Right.
You know, and it is hard for a female to absorb that in a relationship. But my girlfriend, she is absolutely fantastic. She looks at it as like, I'm selling them a dream, a fantasy.
Yeah, for what it is, like a fantasy,
Like, maybe they're not getting it home, right? Maybe they're not getting their fantasies fulfilled, but they're getting it fulfilled as a fantasy for that moment while they're on stage, but then I'm going back home to my girlfriend.
Right.
So
sweet.
She looks at it as, like, well, he's coming home to me, so she's absolutely fine with it, yeah. She would rather support me and push me than hold me back or keep me at bay.
So how long have you been together?
Currently 10 months, yeah.
10 months? Yeah, oh, it's so
days.
New.
Yeah, it's early days.
Oh, almost days. A year.
Yeah.
That's so
almost
sweet.
Touching there, we're almost there.
Almost there, nice.
Yeah.
So, like, but how has your experience been, like, when you were single, for example? Like, because is this, like, your full-time job? Or do you work with something else?
No, this isn't my full-time job.
Oh, it's not?
No, so... On the weekend, it's my full-time job.
Right.
I also run an Airbnb business.
Okay. Where I was coming from is, like, because when you're single and on the apps, like, okay, you can say, like, you rent Airbnbs. I feel as though for, like, me, it's like, yeah, it's not like I can hide it anymore.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's so hard to get, like, past that first judgment.
Initial step.
Because,
right?
Like, oh, when you're dating, it's always like, oh, hi, what are you working with?
Yeah.
I don't want to lie because I'm not ashamed of it, but it's like, it gets a little, you know, you never get past that point. You can at least say, or do you say straight up, I'm a stripper or I'm an erotic dancer?
I usually just say everything that I do.
You do?
Yeah. So I literally say, right, on a weekend, I'm a male erotic dancer, I'm a male stripper. And then in the week, I do an Airbnb business, and then I also help out the family business. Mechanics, funny enough. I'm a motorbike mechanic and a British champion motorbike rider. Yeah.
How many talents do you have?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Literally, what?
Yes.
That is, like, music producer,
motocross rider, mechanic,
dancer,
teacher. I teach kids motocross as well.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I do that on Sundays.
Okay, this is a great resume though.
Yeah, like. So this is the part of people that they don't know this side to me. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
People that meet me at a ladies' night just think that I'm a dancer and that's it. You know?
Yeah.
But then they get talking and then they're like, no way, you teach kids and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of sides to me. I'm not just a one-framed person and that's what I do, you know.
Love that.
Until we hit international big time, you know, then yeah. I still got to, you know, I'm very money-driven, money-motivated, career-driven.
Great.
So I do what I've got to do to keep getting up the ladder, you know, keep pushing myself. Yeah.
Great. And I saw you also brought a videographer.
I have indeed.
Yes. Yeah. What's that about? Tell me.
So I bought my personal videographer, photographer,
mm-hmm.
and vlogger. So he's actually currently vlogging the steps, the stages, you know, from point A to point B.
Right.
We're having fun with it. We want to give the viewers a little bit more insight to the world of the male industry entertainment. Yeah?
Yes.
So,
love
like,
it.
You know, we want to give a little bit more, you know, backstage footage, some fun stuff, not just all about the whole sexual vibe and stuff like that. And yeah, and we're also creating a promo video as well,
right,
when I'm on stage.
Mm.
And he's absolutely fantastic. He's doing a great job. He's got some awesome shots of the fair. So
right, shout
yeah,
out.
I'm really, yeah, shout out.
No, that's so cool. And you're going to put this up on YouTube. That's the plan.
I am indeed, yeah. So the I haven't currently got a YouTube channel as we speak.
No.
I've got all the content coming in. I'm building it up.
Yes.
And then I'm just going to release it all then.
Yes.
Step by step. So I will keep you updated.
Yeah, for sure. And go follow you on Instagram.
Yeah,
right?
Chambers_champ on Instagram. So.
Yes. So you can keep an eye on that YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So you can see all the behind the scenes juicy stuff from your work. Like,
that's
I love it. I love seeing more people from our industry, like, being more open about it and posting about it and showing their, you know, world realities work. Like, it's so, so fun to hear.
Yeah.
I asked my followers to ask you some questions.
I'm excited. Right? I want to hear what the Swedish listeners have got to say.
Yes, this is so exciting. Och för er som lyssnar, ni vet att vill ni ställa följarfrågor till våra gäster så är det bara att följa Giggles med Wiggles på Instagram. Där lägger jag alltid upp vilken nästa gäst är. Så utöver att ni får reda innan alla andra vilken nästa gäst är så kan ni alltså ställa frågor direkt till gästen. Okej, okay, så this lady was at the fair. And she saw you.
Right, okay, nice.
And she saw your little flag moment.
Okay.
Apparently not so little. Because her question is literally, is the dick real? How does he do before the show? Because my suspicion is it's got to be a fake dick.
Well, it's not a fake dick. It's a real aubergine, okay? It's not fake.
It's real.
Not fake. It's real.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah. I mean,
well, good for your girlfriend.
If it was fake, yeah.
Lucky girl.
If it was fake, I've got the risk of it falling off. I never want to have that risk.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Okay, so someone's saying hi when you're visiting Slovakia with some performance.
Oh, Slovakia.
Wow. Of all places.
Like, I've never even thought once about going to Slovakia.
No.
But thanks, because now I'm going to hit up Slovakia.
Yeah, do. Yeah. Like, put a good word for him.
Please do, yeah.
In Slovakia, right? I think this might be one of your followers asking.
Oh, okay.
Which is cute. What is your favorite dessert? Love, Georgia.
Yes, I know Georgia. She is one of my followers. Favorite dessert? It's a good question. My favorite dessert is chocolate fudge cake with vanilla ice cream and hot chocolate sauce.
That was so specific.
It was.
I love it.
That is my death row dessert, that's why.
Oh, your death row dessert.
Yeah.
What stereotypes do you as a male stripper get? Like, what kind of stereotypes do people have about you? Like, that you feel like are wrong or just like in general?
We did touch a little bit on this earlier, didn't
mm-hmm.
we? But not, we didn't actually mention what people do actually say
exactly,
about us, right?
Exactly.
And it's a tough question to answer because a lot of people, I don't think, would voice their opinion to your face.
Fair, yeah.
Right? They'd voice it behind your back. Mm-hmm. But if I've had any to my face which I can recall, then it would be just as simple as, like, maybe just a smarmy remark of, don't you think like you could be earning money doing something better, like something more, but I don't know, you know, just something mild like that, really. But
right,
to be honest, I don't get a lot of it. No. But I can sometimes I can just see in their eyes or their face that when you use those words to explain yourself, you just like you can tell you're being judgmental.
Right, for sure.
But like I said, it's a lot less in the male than it is in the female. Because a lot of people, when you do say it, are all like, oh, cool, like, what's that about? Tell me more. You know, it's more. That
you get more
than
positive.
It's more. And
reactions.
I think that's, yeah.
It's so interesting when I had like our Swedish male stripper here, Carl. He said a lot of people think he's gay for working with it.
I've had that question many times. Yeah, like, oh, are you gay? And I'm like, no. Like, why would you? Why would you think? Is it because of the way I dance? Or
that's
like,
what it, is it
straight away? And they're like, no. It's not the way you dance. You dance like sexy, but it's just that. Aren't all male strippers gay? And I'm like, no.
That's what I'm saying. That's such a weird
thing, right?
Yeah, right. Like, you're dancing naked for women and they assume you're gay. That's very special.
And you know what's funny is in my shows, I do get guys up as well, right?
Right.
So for me, the reason I do that is because the crowd go absolutely wild because they don't expect, you know, me to get a guy up because they think, oh, they're just always going to go for the girls, blah, 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 right? So we have a big hen party come in, 25 hens, and there might be one gay guy within that group.
Right.
And then, like, for the shits and giggles and the bants, I'll just be like, grab him and then put him on the chair.
Right.
And then the crowd are just like, whoa. It's like a roar. And that, for me, is just like... You know, it's
you just enjoy pushing like the boundaries. Like I can tell, and I love that. That is so cool. Yeah. Like, have you done like lap dances for men as well, or do you only lap
on stage? Yes.
Yeah, on stage.
On stage, yes.
But like, if you're selling like a lap dance, like,
I don't do that. No, it's not something I do in the UK. No, fair.
Yeah, true. Okay. Do you get turned on watching strippers yourself or strip shows yourself?
No. I see as a professionalism.
Right, yeah.
So when I'm watching, like I was watching you, for example, and a few other acts, I'm just like zoned into, oh, that's really skillful. And it's almost like I'm thinking, how can I use some of their ideas and use that for me?
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Thank you so much coming here.
Yes.
Like,
and thank you for having me.
Of course. It was an honor. Yes. Like I said, follow Chambers_Champ on
That's
Instagram.
Correct.
Do you have a TikTok as well?
I do, yeah. It's the same. Chambers_Champ_ on TikTok.
Yes.
Chambers_Champ_ yep.
Yes. We'll put everything in the description and the brand new YouTube channel if you want to see more about his male stripper life and hot selfies, all that shit.
It's going to be sexy.
It's going to be sexy, right? So thank you so much.
Thank you all. And thank you, Sweden, and all the listeners listening in.
Period.
Appreciate you having me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.